Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Terrible Hypnotist Fantasy. This file will leave you in a lovely trance. You did remember to schedule a file after this, didn't you? All of this is like a story. Just close your eyes and feel free to imagine what is about to follow. A while ago, I encountered something strange online. There's no shortage of questionable audio files online, and some of them are entertaining in different ways, but there was one that kind of attracted my attention, because I suspected that there was more going on than meets the eye. Then again, maybe there wasn't. Sometimes it's difficult to be sure. Imagine, if you will, an audio file playing. There is music in the background and a decent voice talking, going on and on about different things. Initially, everything appears to be normal, as expected. It's nice to relax with the sound and the words, and before you know it, you've already been listening for 2 minutes. Now, I don't know who has time like that, but at the same time, there was something nagging at you, wanting to know what happens next. It's almost as if there was an expectation of something strange, bizarre perhaps. And it went a little like this. Imagine, if you will, a street hypnotist approaching you in the street, saying, "I am going to hypnotize you." And of course, your reaction to that can only be one thing, and you laugh now, but I will. Just pay attention for a moment as I dangle this lovely pocket watch in front of you, and while you watch my watch and imagine yourself being completely fascinated by the watch, you're feeling very sleepy. This wouldn't work on anyone, of course, let alone you. You know much better than this. Maybe there's something going on, though. Look a little closer. If you stare in the center of the watch as it swings from left to right, imagining yourself momentarily amused and distracted by the dangling device in front of you, your mind is under my control. Such silly words don't work like this. Your thoughts are your own, and you have complete agency over whatever is about to happen. But it is amusing. There is a smile on your lips, and you might as well let yourself enjoy this grandiose display of something akin to hypnosis. With the snap of my fingers, I am going to make you completely unaware of the outside world. All it takes is a snap, and what happens to you after you've been following along with my words is that your mind just drops. And when the words shift in tone, it's almost as if your thoughts drift away instantly. From the silliness into the warm embrace of wonderful comfort that creates a blanket of nothingness that spreads over the world. And as you imagine yourself looking deep into my eyes, you are actually much more entranced than you might expect. When you hear my words falling in place, when you see the sights of your mind dwindling away as you focus on a single point, fixated, staring, lost in this moment of nothingness, focus, feeling yourself float in that nothingness, a drifting emptiness, a blankness that spreads like a wonderful blanket over your mind. And you've been warned. You were told that I am going to hypnotize you, that your mind is under my control. And while you listen, while you think to yourself that everything is fine, that you are capable of waking up whenever you want to, you just decide to wait a little longer to see where this will go, because it feels kind of nice to have no thoughts. And whenever I snap my fingers and tell you to drop, your thoughts just drop away from underneath you. It's almost like a trap door has been opened for your thoughts. And once that trap door opens, your thoughts just fall away deep down below. And what is left in the attic of your thoughts, the place where your consciousness usually resides, is a wonderful emptiness, a nothingness that feels comfortable in its absence and presence. Now, as I present to you how this terrible hypnotist hypnotized you and took your mind away, surely you would want to wake up from it and do your best to try and ignore those words where I am going to hypnotize you. You are feeling very sleepy. Your eyes are getting heavier and heavier as you listen and relax. And every little giggle, every smile is another indication of my power having its effect on you. Just watch as you stare at my watch, as you find your mind under my control. With a snap of my fingers, you drop blissfully unaware. You look deep into your eyes, where you find nothing but a moment to realize that you've been entranced all. Even though you could feel yourself smile and laugh at the silly, terrible hypnotist trying to hypnotize you so effectively that you continue to listen and let yourself fall into this trap. And now all you can do is struggle to open your eyes as those eyelids continue to grow heavier and heavier. It's so much nicer to let them relax than to try to open your eyes. It's so much nicer to let the relaxation flow through you, trickling down like a summer rain. I am going to hypnotize you and your mind is under my control. With a snap of my fingers, I will tell you to drop once again and enjoy yourself as you imagine yourself deeply hypnotized and entranced, able to wake up if you want, or drift even deeper if it feels nice. Because you could wake up any time, you just decide not to for a little while longer. Now, no hypnosis session from a terrible hypnotist would be complete with a dramatic countdown to completely blank your mind. So I am going to count down from 10 down to nothing, and your mind will reflect those numbers wonderfully. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and nothing. As you drop into that wonderful emptiness and enjoy the sweet nothingness that it provides, you can enjoy this trance, being hypnotized as much as you want. And if my voice follows, you can do so even more. Otherwise, if my voice doesn't follow, you will wake up. And remember what you think happened when a terrible hypnotist took away your mind for a moment. Or maybe that isn't what happened at all. Enjoy.